So after the mind has settled and I'm with the breath, and for me the boundaries of the body disappear, or the breath, and the breath starts to be barely perceptible. And I'm wondering when a feeling, not a bodily sensation, a feeling arises. So I work with anxiety, and sometimes I just let that feeling arise. And it's the breath which diffuses it. And I'm wondering, so then it feels as though it has become a sensation only behind the eyes and somewhat in the chest. So is it no longer, I can't tell that it's a feeling anymore. I just am left with a sensation, and as though the breath is kind of moving through that. And it's mostly, I work with anxiety, but I've sometimes felt it even in the day, not in meditation, with, say, irritation, and then it goes through the body. Is it no longer a feeling or an emotion then?
Don't try to define things too tightly.
Good, I don't want to. Good, so it doesn't matter is the essential thing.
It doesn't really matter.
Good.
I mean, from a Buddhist scholastic basis, there is a difference in the sense of when we're talking about feeling, because there's a problem with the English language, because feeling is then a constellation of different sensation and emotion, but that's not the case in Pali, in the scriptural language. So when you say the word that generally with feeling, a vedana is just the feeling tone that is experienced, and just in terms of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, and it has a tone to it. And then as it starts to move, it has emotion around it, and then that is more of a mental formation. But in reality, one doesn't need to be doing. It's like Ajahn Chah said: you don't need to be dissecting all the different steps in the dependent origination. You just have to recognize that it's as if you're falling out of a tree. You don't have to count all the branches as you go down. You just have to know it's going to hurt when you hit the bottom. And so it's like, what do we do to develop the awareness and clarity and dissipating the anxiety or the whatever's clouding the mind, so that there is clarity and an understanding of the stepping back from the creation of dukkha.
So then I can just feel the feeling tone and ask, that's what I was asking at tea the other day, as opposed to kusala and akusala, is it unpleasant, pleasant, and neutral? And just to notice that.
It's just to notice that is fine.
And I don't actually have to label if it's weighting the mind down or foggy the mind, or
you take note of that, but it's much more taking note of it and returning to the knowing.
The breath. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's very helpful.